It's now the Shore's Morning News continues. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy. That's David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Beth.
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm doing great this week.
Good, good.
All right. So here we go. Quick machine recovery. Ooh, I love this. All right, this is a good topic here, David. Okay, so let's see if we can load things up here and talk about it. Oh, there we go. Sorry about that. Here's a good old sound effect from the past. There we go. Yeah, there we go.
That is a good one. Now you didn't need to say, well, you got man, and we're all set. We're back in the day.
Yeah. And so one of the other things, of course, that we always loved, or I guess not love, but everybody knows, the blue screen of death.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're saying that this is something Microsoft got rid of? This is iconic.
They did. They got rid of it. You know, we've seen that since Windows version 1 back in 1985. I had to believe it was 40
Think
years
about that.
ago.
1985,
and that's when this came out, 1985. So wow. Microsoft has now found a way to get rid of that blue screen of death, and they've just made it a black screen of death.
Oh, I feel like blue is a more friendlier death color. But okay, so they've made some changes, and so that's how it looks now.
Yeah, that's how it looks. We need to experience it. What it's supposed to do is give you more information as to what caused the problem, where the blue screen of death usually just said, uh-oh, and you've got a problem. It never told you anything.
Yeah.
So
mm.
This is supposed to give you more information as to where to look for the where the problem came from.
Yeah, blue screen of death meant David Snell, help me. I don't know what to do with this thing anymore. Because, right, I mean, you know, that's at that point, there's no more unplugging. It's just not going to work.
I know. I kind of have
that's
nostalgia
right.
for the blue screen of death, especially because it's been around since Windows came around, 1985.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy to think about that. But
so the good thing, though, moving forward, is that now, as you said, Rob, you'd have to call David Snell or somebody to come and fix your computer for you. But now Microsoft is working on and releasing Quick Machine Recovery, or QMR, is the acronym for it. And what it's going to do is allow you to restore your computer without having to call in the professionals.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, hold on a second here, though. Do we like this?
Right.
Well, for IT professionals, it's going to be a good thing, because what the very first thing that this does, it takes that computer that all of a sudden is no longer working, you can't do anything with it, it's going to leave it or keep it on the internet so that IT people can get into it without needing physical access, walking into the room with it.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
that remotely is a good restoring thing. Would be a good thing.
Yeah, because I was going to say, yeah, okay, yeah, you're right, because usually with a lot of these things, you'd have to get in the car and drive to the physical office to go look at the machine. But you're saying this way, you might be able to, I might be able to do this right from where I am.
That's the goal, and that's what we expect is going to happen with this. It's going to offer minimized downtime for workers. The automatic enablement, this is going to be turned on right away for anyone with Windows 11 home, so that home users, like, you know, when your parents call and say, my computer's not working, you may be able to help them without having to drive to their home or fly to their home, wherever they might be.
Wow.
And then,
okay.
So all of this comes about, and it's on the heels of, if you remember, the CrowdStrike incident back in 2024.
Mm.
Last year, where it caused blue screen of deaths around the world.
Oh boy!
Because of a update that was done that was not tested first.
Yes,
this is going
very
to
very sorry
allow,
about that.
I know.
Yeah, very sorry,
David. I don't want to bypass tech teams like yourself. I want you guys to always hold my hand and help me throughout the process, because I feel like you guys have that magic touch. You put it in an IT ticket, everything's getting messed up. As soon as the IT guy arrives, everything is magically fixed. And I trust that process the most overall.
So this will make that same process. It'll keep the process, but it'll make it much quicker.
Okay.
We won't have to roll a truck to get to you. We should be able to do it remotely. Even if you can't use your computer, we should be able to get to it.
Rob, what is your response to more remote work? I don't think Rob's happy about it.
No, wait. Okay, listen. Normally, I'm against remote work. You know that.
Oh, he's making an exception now.
Because David is not physically in the building anyway.
Well, maybe
here.
He should be.
Well, no, okay. I'm sure he would love to spend his time here. In fact, he probably could.
I know. We miss you,
based
David.
Based on the amount of stuff there
you
is
know,
to
I have least. In the past.
I know.
This is true.
He has spent many hours down the hall. But no, the good thing, I mean, seriously, Beth, though, yeah. No, I mean, he could do like a couple of companies.
Yeah.
Maybe say there is like one of these things, mm-hmm. let's say, instead of like going, you know, and getting in the AxeSmart IT van, which we love. but yeah, if you were going, you know, to Marshfield and then, you know, over to, you know, Plymouth and Duxbury to do a bunch of businesses, you could potentially, like, say there's one of these things, he could go and fix us all in a shorter amount of time.
This is true. The same could be said for
any remote work.
Yeah, a lot of industries.
Oh, man.
No, but this is good because we want people's computers to be fixed. Everybody always gets frustrated when they have tech issues at work. And so I think this is great that it streamlines the process even more. And I do have to hand it to Microsoft and Windows. I feel as if they are always thinking a couple steps ahead, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I think they always think a few steps ahead, but I don't think they always plan properly for those steps.
Yeah.
So we'll need to see how this actually gets deployed, because there's always going to be some type of a challenge with anything new.
Oh, this is true. We do know that.
That's true. And the other thing you said with a home user, obviously we like the IT professionals, but maybe you're right. Maybe you are someone that is very versed in IT and your parent does live in another part of the country.
True.
That you could maybe do the work for them, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And it, you know, this really helps in the business sense as well, because if your computer is down there in the studio, you need that fixed right away.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I know. The only other bad part about this, of course, would be if you're somebody that your computer is down and that gave you the excuse, you know, because
that's
you
what
to
I'm
wait,
saying.
You know, you had to wait for the IT guy and you're like, hey, I'm sorry, boss. There's nothing. I mean, until this computer's fixed, there's nothing I can do.
That's some of my favorite moments.
I was going to go out for a lunch. Wait, what do you mean David fixed it remotely? No.
Oh, I'm waiting for the IT guy. Meanwhile, the IT guy in the background is taking control of the computer and fixing it right then and there. It's true. It gets rid of that leeway time that a lot of employees
thought
like
I was gonna
to
go out for a long lunch.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. I think we can still can. We can just turn off the monitor. I don't know what's going on. I just don't want Microsoft to get rid of that beautiful green hill landscape screensaver. If they get rid of that, I think everybody would be very, multiple generations would be very distraught over it.
That's where Beth draws the line.
I know. And then, David, have you seen when people have gone to the actual site of where they took that picture of that screensaver, and it is actually really beautiful in real life. I don't know if you've seen that video.
I have not.
It's fun.
I want to look for it.
Yeah, it's a fun video. You
was
know,
it in California.
I forget where it is. I think it might be in California. Yeah, but it
so
definitely
that's a real place.
It is a real place. Yeah, they went and took a picture, and that was one of their first screensavers. And I don't know. I think everybody loves it. It has a sweet nostalgic spot for it.
I like that. All right. Well, I'm going to go take my picnic lunch and sit on the hill while I wait for my IT guy to fix my computer.
Yeah, David, you're going to do the traffic right now. We're going to head out.
Yeah, but then just shut down your computers. You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Let me just turn off. All right, David, where can people go to read the latest article here on Quick Machine Recovery, QMR?
QMR. Folks can go to xsmartit.com, click on my blog link, and get all the information about this pending, new, wonderful, Microsoft favorite thing in the world coming out to Windows 11 users.
Love it. David Snell. xsmartit.com, actsmartit.com. David, thank you so much.
Have a great day, guys.